Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and you found it. You found the show. I sure am glad you did. There's a lot to weed through, man, to find us. It's the era of the podcast, at least for the last year or so, and probably for a few more. Then we got to find something else to do. No, this was a pretty cool gig. I like it. Anyhow, First, we're starting the week off right. We've got a lot of shows this week, five shows this week, and we've got a very, very cool guest on tonight. Now, she's the lead vocalist, synthesizer player, and I'm sure she does many other things, of the band Kismet. And they are out of the greater Los Angeles area, Silver Lake specifically. How are
Hi.
You tonight, Carly?
I'm so good. I'm a happy camper. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. When I got out of college, I moved to Southern California and San Diego. So that meant I was in L.A. every weekend because, as I said, I lived in San Diego. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, people. a lot going on. It's just a little slow sometimes. But in L.A., now, Silver Lake was one of my favorite places to be because it was very bohemian and just, frankly, the parties were out of sight and very strange and interesting to me. Now, were you raised in Silver Lake or
I was raised in Orange County in Santa Ana. Yeah, so I was raised maybe an hour south, and then I went to school in Boston, and I lived in New York for a few years, and then drifted back to the sunshine. And then I've been in Mount Washington and Silver Lake East the whole time, and it's really cool. There's a really cool pulse through there.
Now, which area of Boston were you haunting?
I went to Emerson College, so I was right on the Common, which was really fun because I, as a college kid, right, just like first move away from home, I didn't realize I'll never live on a park again, out of school. So that was amazing.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I went to UMass, the museum school out there, and I lived in Dorchester, and you can read my mind everywhere. I had to get back to the sunshine. What I never got, people live there and they shovel the space in between their usually triple decker in my neighborhood. And then put a lawn chair out there, so nobody, my territory.
Or people tanning, on the grass, in the Common. I remember coming from California, and my mom and I were oh, my God, people lay on the grass here in their bathing suits. What is going on, And then the next year doing it, it's just normal,
Nice. So you headed back. Yeah. Now, how did you and Sebastian hook up?
We met at Berkeley. I took a songwriting some classes there towards the end of my studies and time in Boston, and we were in class together. So the rest is history.
I gotcha. Broke out that guitar and it was all downhill. I went to. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No. I did theater, so the whole thing was all these musicians, and he plays guitar. It was fun. So we never expected to work together. It was very we were just both creatives, and and then before you know it, we're like, oh,
it's cool
we do complimentary
when you find
things.
Somebody. It's so great. Yeah. I'm a painter by trade, and that's what I do. I paint pictures of people. But all my friends are either making music or movies. That's just, they have the best parties. That's who I hang out with.
I hear you.
It's very true. It's very true.
More social. Painters can be in their studios,
Yeah. Well, I remember being in school, and the performing arts school was across the way there. And on the second floor were, this was my younger, you know, I was much younger and walking around days. And, you know, the ballet classes and dance and everything were on the second floor there. And so at least once a month I would go out, because we were talking about how we used to meet girls and stuff in college. And I said, man, all you got to do is know how to sketch. You just go out there and you look up and start drawing some ballerinas. And next, it takes about 10 minutes and they were down, you know, what are you doing? Oh, I just can't afford models.
At an art school.
Yeah.
It's a commodity for sure.
Oh, I was such a rake. It was terrible. It was terrible. They'd be like, well, you know, where's your studio? And I said, well, I work out of my apartment, but, you know, it's just so messy. I couldn't invite you girls back over there. Oh, no, we'll come and we'll help clean it up. They usually
women,
did.
Women, we do it all.
I'm like, wow, this is so as long as you know how to sketch. Tip for any, no, don't do that, gentlemen. That's a terrible thing. Terrible advice. Be nice to go up and take that dance class with them. Trust me. You'll.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Dance is fun. That's a better way.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and he did that. He was in, it wasn't dance. What was he did? I think it was like dance or theater or some choir or something where they, I don't know, they did something. And he said, yeah, it was fantastic. There was like 80% of the guys in it were all gay. And so there was like two straight guys and a whole bunch of women.
That was the dynamic. That was the dynamic. Yeah. It was constantly stacked in theater. So I was like to my brother, like, you should do theater. You'll love it. You'll thrive, you know. So he took my advice for a hot second too, I think. So.
Now, is he an older brother or younger brother?
I have a younger brother. Yeah.
Nice. Big sis knows what she's talking about. See, there you go. Now, were you always a performer, like as a girl, like growing up? Did you do like dance class and vocals and piano and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, always. Wow. I like was in choir kind of as early as I can remember, I think 5, and I was taking ballet and tap when I was really young. My mom really fostered like just a lot of after school activities. She was a single mom and had a full-time business that she was running with my grandma, so dance and the extracurriculars, you know, happened to keep us busy so she could work late. And
oh, yeah.
I always,
a lot of
you know, she also
around,
was like, yeah, totally. I was always swapping her grandma, swapping us. My brother's at baseball. You know, I was above and beyond. But I was lucky to just always.
You gotta work that business. Buy you tap shoes.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Three
cheers
to them. You know, they made it happen. And look, and here they got a rock star now. So that it all worked out. Fantastic.
Yeah,
was there a moment when you were doing all this, when you were a younger girl and whatnot? That you knew it is. Was there a moment that you can remember where it was like entertainment? I'm going to be doing this. This is what I'm going to be doing. Like
I
you said that
really always was. I always was just doing it. Like I think nobody in my family is super creative. Like everyone loves the arts and they support it. Of it, but I was always just like putting on a show or directing something or putting up doing dances in my room. Like it was always like, oh, show everybody your dance part. Like, you know, it was just always very like braided into my identity. So I think in high school I had like doubts because I was like, oh, I could travel or do some other things that will maybe make me more lucrative, just like lifestyle and more stability. And then I was like, nah, I'm free of that, you know? So it's always been the goal.
I remember.
I do a lot more. Yeah.
Oh, no, go finish your thought, please.
I was going to say, I expected to do a lot more Broadway. So the whole like rock star life is still new and fun. But I was always like, no, I got to sing for a lot of people. As long as humanly possible.
So it's the performing part. That was the hook that really pulled you in.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
We used to hang out at a Denny's, me and my friends. We went through this weird period. Nobody had an apartment. Everybody I knew, they all like rented rooms from like elderly women and stuff. It was a very economical way to do it, but you couldn't hang out at a house, you know, so we had to find places to hang out that wasn't a golf club or something. And so we would hang out at the Denny's, and we hung out at the Denny's a lot. Like, we would get phone messages and stuff there. It was really kind of weird, but we would all sit around this big table and drink the unlimited coffee, and I was always drawing something, and this guy came up and he paid me $100 for a drawing I was doing, and that was the moment for me. I was like, I can make money doing this.
I'm doing it, man.
I found it.
Right.
Here I am, you know.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's such a fun, like, okay, let's see how I can make this work.
I'm telling you, 6 months later, I was crying in art school. I'm not that into it. But you got to go through it. That's cool. So you guys seem in your videos, and really that's, I've got, the press kit and all this and that, but I like watching videos. I know it's acting in a lot of them and whatnot, but you guys seem really like you're having a real good time in your music video. I do. You seem like you're really enjoying it, or how are you feeling?
Oh yeah, no, that's
videos?
Like
so
all
that,
my joy. The videos are like what I do. All the performing, all the storytelling, all of it is like, you know, why you send all your emails or do all the Instagram posts or, there's so much that comes along with marketing yourself as an artist now that the music video is like, I'm glad joy comes across because I'm like, on cloud nine the week before and the and during and the week after. It's just like a high, you know, until you're like, okay, what's the next one, you know? So yeah, the music videos for me is where I've gotten a lot of like I've gotten to apply all my theater and acting and all this other stuff, kind of another life into this, you know, my own lyrics and my own world. So that is really fun. Like, I have a lot of fun with the music videos, and we always do them. Like, all our friends produce or direct or edit or, you know, do our hair and makeup. Like, we have such a beautiful collaboration of a team, a tribe of friends, you know. So to be able to, I think the stage shows, we have our band and we have our, like, you know, our team of players, but the videos, we can have so much bigger of a party, you know, sometimes,
right,
where it's like, other than, you know, the show and the audience, but it's a really, I could do them all, like, so much more than we're able to with, you know, fundraising and all that, raising the money to do the videos, but they're fun. Sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. No, in checking them out, of course, I checked out the tracks we're going to play tonight and whatnot. Fantastic on both of them. And then, you know, looking on YouTube, as you do, as one can go down the YouTube rabbit hole. You know, of course, I found last year's Cosmic Love. I love all the tracks that I've played, but I really liked that one a lot. That was, just so much fun. And, an upbeat. And then, I don't know what happened, Carly. You fell in love or something, but you took a romantic turn, more romantic turn, I should say, because Cosmic Love, that's romance thing. But it got a little more serious, you know what I mean? Serious is a bad word to use. Real, I guess. Relationship-y. did something influence that change, or is it just where you decided to go as an artist?
Oh, with Every Shade of You, with the next video?
Mm-hmm.
Or just in general, like what we're choosing to share?
Compass and Look No Further, those videos more, and they're great, don't get me wrong, they're fantastic, but it's more from a, I don't know, more lovey-dovey, I guess, I would say. Or are they, you know?
But I think we're constantly evaluating like what we're sharing and what we're not sharing and what we're keeping for ourselves and what we're putting out. And, you know, like, I think the second something's done, it's like, okay, what's the next thing I can do that's completely different from the last thing that we've done? So.
Right. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I do the
so
same
I think,
thing.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we wanted to get a little sexy with Look No Further because we'd never gone there. And, like, the next video that we have coming out at the end of this month is, like, totally upbeat dancing in the streets because we haven't done that either, you know? So,
No more paint parties, like, on Every Shade of You? That's an awesome video,
We left that one. You know, that one, I definitely would love to do, like, full body paint or something. There will definitely be a lot more elements with paint. But that one was, we did it in my uncle's studio, actually. Oh, yeah, because you know, that's your world, too. And my uncle's an abstract painter, so that one was just, like, we were coming to New York, and we needed to, like, make something happen, you know. And so we just decided, ooh, can we shoot this in your, you know, in your studio? Can we use your free space in New York? And we were like, of course. So, you know, that's how it happens.
Me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Now, you guys do, I see a lot of people do this. I think it's a very smart business plan. As I understand it, right, you release singles, and then it's on to the next, as opposed to the album route or EP or whatnot. At some point, do you think you'll combine all the singles into like an EP or something? Or
Has the landscape
changed enough where singles support, like playing live and whatnot?
Well, we're always like definitely building to like a full complete body of work. I think right now, like because we're still just a new band that's trying to gain as much traction as possible, we don't have a big demand for like, we're waiting to just keep releasing. And I think it'll accumulate into an EP probably by the end of the year. But like, rather than us take 2 years off to make an album right now, where it's like, then we've just been gone for 2 years. And, you know, it's like, it feels smart to just keep going and keep kind of putting stuff out as we're growing. But I really want to tell like a whole story very soon. You know, we both were talking about that yesterday. We're like, yeah, I think we will just like release these a few at the beginning of the year and then probably see where it goes. It's constantly just shape-shifting. It's fun.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that as a fan from a selfish point of view, because I think it's very cool. I want to hear more, and that's awesome.
Cool.
I forgot to ask. We have a ability to take calls. Would you be interested in taking calls tonight, or if someone calls
sure.
Or should we? Okay. Well, guess what? We've got a caller.
Cool.
I should have asked that before. I'm so sorry, Carly.
Cool.
Well, I don't know who the caller is. So
it
we
might
call
be.
This caller.
Okay, cool.
You know what? And they just hot. They just caller. I was just getting to you. Call back in.
Yeah. Call back in. All good.
Yeah.
Well, if they call again, they call again.
That's right. You know the weirdest call I ever. Well, here they are. Let's take it. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Kismet.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm calling in. I was trying to get on the call, but here I am.
Oh, this is Sebastian.
This is Sebastian.
Oh, this is half of Kismet.
Hey. How are you, Sebastian?
I've been meaning to ask some questions about your releases.
We're just talking about that. Fantastic. Glad to have you on. Very, very cool. Carly had been telling me you guys had met in some classes at Berkeley and whatnot. Now, you're from South Africa, right?
I'm from South Africa. I'm from born in Johannesburg, grew up in Cape Town. Then my parents both met in Los Angeles, so I feel like there's a natural gravity bringing us back to the birth zone, the birthplace.
No, that's cool, man. I'm glad you got over and met and everything. Big fan of your music. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
No, thank you, sir.
Now, absolutely. No, so let me ask you, Sebastian, because I asked Carly, because you guys have such fun, cool videos, and very artsy and very unique. And she said she's a big fan of them and whatnot. And I have to ask you, do you enjoy making the videos as well?
I like having the visual component for sure, because it takes the music to a totally another level. It takes it from our little cave studio at home into the realm of like some piece of their eyes. But to be honest, that's not really my world of domain. My zone of most comfort. I'm honestly like more of a cave dweller than Carly is. So I feel like it worked out wonderfully that she's been like trained in acting and loves to do it. And
we're a good team. We're a good balance. Sorry, I think I lost you for a second. I didn't mean to go MIA. I thought my connection was all wonky for a hot second.
Well, we can hear you now. So it's all
good. That's all that matters. Good.
You can hear, right, Sebastian?
Yeah, I can hear everything fine.
Nice.
Yeah, just I'm glad for Carly being the lead on the video front. Otherwise, I don't know how many videos we would have.
It's definitely a priority of mine.
Oh, very cool. Let me ask you this now, because in the what I do in the art world, there's really no version of that. You know, no one wants you would literally be watching paint dry, very very dull. When you're creating and you're making a track, like one of the ones we're going to play tonight, a fantastic one is Compass. When you're creating Compass and writing it and getting it together, do you have the video in mind at that point, or does that come later after it's all together?
They're different. Like sometimes I think we write one lyric and then it's like out comes a video idea. And then sometimes we're like, I don't know. They're all different. It's kind of similar to songwriting, but it's different every time we do it. I love whenever they come. Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm showering, and then I thought of a lyric, and now I have this idea. Or it's like right before bed, or they're all over the place.
Yeah, Carly, I mean, you often say like, oh my God, I got this one lyric for the song, and now I've got a music video idea, and all this is going to be like a pyramid of dancers around, and we're going to be up in the desert. And it's like, you do write visually songs, so it is like a inbuilt part of you, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, as well as contradict you entirely. So there's a that's what I've noticed.
That's cool, man. That works. I like that. I sometimes, you know, the thing is, what's funny in my world of painting, people see the end result. That's all they ever see. And they're like, oh,
yeah,
that's fantastic. You know, nothing was on TV last night. You must have knocked that out. And I wish that was the case. About 90% of the time, they fight me. They don't come that easy. I celebrate when they do. You know, when you just sit down to the canvas and boom, 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 and you're done. Every so often it happens, but it's not the general rule of thumb. You know, and I'm ready to throw the thing in the street, pull my hair out.
Well, I'm sure you keep adding to it too. That part is so hard.
Oh.
Like, when do you stop? When do you like pull away? You know, okay, this is done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why'd you put a horseshoe in there? It doesn't need one. That's actually happened. Let me ask you this: with songwriting, is it like that also? Is it different all the time? Like with the video idea? Or do they pretty much come pretty easy?
I say they don't typically flow out. It's usually like an excavation and a discovery process.
I gotcha.
I think, it's different every time. Like sometimes they come out in whole chunks and sometimes it's like, oh, it's been 3 months and we're still trying to find this like ideal second verse. You know, it's different with everyone, but I think right. just as long as you sit down and do it, you know, the bow is tied.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. It's I just find it fascinating because it's, you know, music to me is such a mystery, and what's really cool about it too. Is it sounds it's so well and it conveys emotion so well. Like I listen to your music and whatnot. I don't know what the impetus was for that track or whatever, but I know how it makes me feel and it does. There's so much music I've heard that doesn't. You know, I mean I hear it, I'm like, oh that's you know, I won't say that's just noise or that's just I've listened to a lot of background fillers, you know, while I'm doing something else. And your guys' music isn't like that. And I like that, you know?
Thanks. Yeah, I think, like, tapping into the, you know, the feelings part is like, the reason for making any of it, which is so happy to hear, you know?
Oh, it's fantastic.
If there's any amount of, stuff. You know, resonating, yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Absolutely. Let's play a track. We've got Compass and we've got Look No Further. What should we play for the folks first?
Ooh, Look No Further. Oh, first, you're going to play them both, or it's just one or the other?
Yes. No, we got them both.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think Let's Talk Feathers is a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. This is Kismet. Look no further. Check this out.
Come closer. Come lay with me now. It's magic that you've never been a stranger somehow.
Keep on trying.
Fantastic. The soul that comes through in that. I just, I'm originally from Detroit, so I'm consider myself an aficionado on soul. I know it when I hear it. That's good stuff. That is a very good track. Now, Sebastian, how does the songwriting process work? Do you come up with, is it a mutual thing, or do you both come to the ring with your respective parts of it? Or is it different for all the different tracks?
I mean, it is different. I'll say it's mutual in the way that we bring 100% of our tools to the table, and then see what needs to come out. You know, sometimes it's based on a little seed that Carly will, like a little groove that I'll have on a track, or we'll think about some. Experience we just had like in the with our next song that's coming out, we did a meditation retreat, and then we came back, and it was this whole thing of from the silence rises these feelings of just focus, and then we'll think about how we can about no turning back, or how we can it just comes in from every different angle. And we just try and carve time and just investing our energy to make these little children complete.
Yeah, I think
and then they can off to the world.
It's great to hear that you guys are into things like meditation and whatnot. A lot of people I know that do those types of things, creative individuals, that just seem to fuel it, you know, to help in so many ways. That's cool.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very important. It's definitely very important to, like, just the overall human, the humans we are.
On the clutter.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's weird you can do that, kind of tap into that zone, doing just so many – I'm an old man, so I get up wicked early in the morning. And I like it because the phone isn't ringing. There's no email. You know, I can ignore the emails for a little bit. But and I take my dog for a walk. Every morning, all of my neighbors kind of laugh at me because they're like, yeah, we get up and see you at 5 o'clock in the morning taking the dog for a walk. But for me, that's my meditation time. That's where I kind of – calm myself, look at the day, what I'm going to be doing, kind of plan it out a little bit, and just really clear the clutter. It's and I'm much more productive when I do. If I miss a day doing oh man.
Right.
Very
important reset for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to make time to do that. And I hope any young creative people starting out in a band or something, listen to that message. Very important. You got to make time to calm yourself, to focus, to kind of get your focus on. And that's very, very cool.
It's something that needs to be refined. It doesn't just happen by itself.
No. Oh, yeah, you have to do it. You know, absolutely. So Sebastian, Carly had mentioned that she, you know, kind of grew up as a performer, knowing this is what she was going to do. You yourself, growing up, did you know that, you know, an entertainer was where you would be standing at this point?
From the early childhood, I thought I was going to go do something like family had its way with my dreams, and I thought I was going to be a banker of some kind.
Oh.
But then I thought I was going to be a soccer player. But then, it wasn't until like I was 16 that I really started enjoying music. And then from then on, I kind of had this that it would be my path. I mean, yeah.
Nice.
My dad's a musician, so it kind of laid the groundwork for what I could expect from that life.
Very cool.
And I wasn't really drawn to it, but here I am now. The magnet is just a super force. And creativity, that feeling of making stuff is our superpower as humans.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's nothing, you know, I was just talking to somebody and they were talking about the Rolling Stones, you know, the rock and roll band, and they're on tour or going to be on tour. So they're like, and this person was saying, you know, I don't know why they're doing that. They don't need the money. And I'm like, I said, have you ever been to a show and you've seen a musician or a band or whomever, they're on the stage and everything, all the cylinders are firing and it's just, they're in that zone. Look at their face. It's the same as like athletes, you know, that are just doing, everything is going right at that moment. I said, I have never seen anyone take a drug or a drink or anything and have that same face, that same satisfaction. I said, that's why they're on tour. They don't want to give that up, man. I wouldn't either.
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean,
that seems
get
to be
into
a big
mystery to me. Trying to make money anyways. You know, you get into it because you love it.
Right. And you kind of have to be doing, you know. I would be miserable if I wasn't doing what I'm doing. And you got to love it even when you hate it.
it's all work at the end of the day. But as long as it's fueling the right stuff, what you believe in, like, easy.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool, man. Now, the next song we're going to play is Compass. Now, this is a cool video. I like this video a lot. I like the track a lot. How did this song come about?
This one I was I wrote a long time ago, like a few years ago. I was like feeling fussy about something and or just all of the things, and then I was kind of like, well, why don't you just like sit at the piano for 5 minutes and see what happens? And then I like sat for an hour and some kind of just poured out, and it was one of the more like romantic, I think, songwriting sessions I've had. Like usually it's you know, swimming upstream, but I think this one was a pretty effortless, you know, hour I was graced with. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What did you think, Sebastian, when she first brought Compass to the table, so to speak? Did you click right away with it?
Yeah, no, for sure. There was this sincerity. And anytime a song is kind of written in one sitting, there's a consistency and a clarity of that feeling. And so, yeah, Carly had been stressing a little bit and had been kind of, I don't know, just like
not
scattered.
Optimistic.
And then I think like it all just honed, just like focused in all of the like little pieces. And I think because it was from such a scattered place that, and when it came together, it's like the force of two meteors. So that this little the song came, it really hit me from the beginning.
Two meteors. It's fun to hear.
There you go.
Radio.
Fantastic.
It was very,
that's got to be a song.
It hit me.
Oh,
it hit
awesome.
Me hard.
It's awesome. See, there you go. How about that?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Here it is, everybody. This is Kismet, and this is Compass. Check this out.
Go, but I'm doubting the path. Point A and point B, it's all uncharted territory. And there you are, just waiting for me, so quiet, patient for me, so I can fall apart in my compass through the storm.
That was Compass Kismet, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. What a track. Fantastic.
Thank you so much. On that as well. Very, very cool.
That's awesome, man. Man, you guys just knock them out of the park every time, it seems.
Thank you.
That's a good thing. Now, you guys, we have to mention you guys, I want people to be able to find you and everything. It's kismetmusic.com. www.kismetmusic.com. We have a link up on our show page and everything. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're following, our live show gets converted to a podcast and it's out on, you know, 100 different podcast sites and whatnot. That link to kismetmusic.com, however you're listening to it, look at your player. There'll be a link there to their website. And you can get it. It follows wherever the podcast. You can get to their webpage, and at the website, links to all of your social media. How do you guys like social media? Are you guys on it all the time? You guys kind of grew up with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we would go back to MySpace music days, not with our band, but I think it's a beautiful way to get your art out there for free. You know, that part is invaluable. As long as you can put your phone down, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like MySpace. I can make my page all, you know, put glitter letters on it. It was great. I had a very cool page. I remember when Facebook first came out, and I don't know, I was at a party or something, and I was telling, I'm like, I don't see Facebook's too dull. I can't see it taking off. MySpace is where, if it was horses, bet on MySpace. Boy, was I wrong. You know, man. Oh, man, that's funny. Now, you guys, UU Music, the tracks we played are available everywhere, right? People can pick them up all over, wherever they buy digital music, right?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, all the above.
Tidal, nice. Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all this streaming.
Now, also, in addition to that, you guys play out every so often, and I'm sure there's going to be a merch table. You guys have a big show coming up on the 30th, right there in Peppermint Club in L.A.?
Peppermint Club. So we're playing there, and then we're going up to Seattle on the 6th and playing the High Dive, and then we're also going to New York the week after that and playing at Rockwood on the 10th of April. So we have a few shows coming up and new music coming out on the 29th, No Turning Back, and a video coming out right before that show. So it's like launching us into that, and we're excited.
Nice. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, on the 29th, when that comes out, I will have that plastered all over my social media. So, you know, if you're in those areas, I would say get out and definitely get your tickets to see Kismet. Very, very cool.
Yeah, cool.
Nice. Now, also, ladies and gentlemen, we have a link up to La Famas, and they're the PR company that Kismet works with. If you are, you know, you got a creative project going on and whatnot, you need help with the PR, on the PR side of things. I don't know how that business works, but they sure seem to be cool people to know. So I would suggest, you know, washing Angie's car or something, pick up her dry cleaning, whatever you got to do, man. Write her a check. Get in touch with La Famas. Good people. Let me ask you guys, this is kind of a lame thing, but every interviewer does it. But I think in your guys' case, because you're so, what you do is so great, any advice for young people starting out or new people? I hate saying young because sometimes it's not young people. It's just people getting a new project off the ground. Any advice you would give them?
Don't forget to have fun. Like, make it fun. It doesn't have to be so serious, you know? I always think as soon as we're having fun, it is like, that's all, not even fun, but if you're invested, you can't really worry about what other people are going to think about it, you know?
Absolutely.
Finish your projects.
Yeah.
Incomplete is never received by anybody.
No, it's not. Oh, man, and that can be on so many levels. I see so many people make the mistake of like not following through, you know, like getting those, not returning phone calls. That's a big one too. You know, yeah, finish your stuff. Very, very cool. Well, I'm going to tell you guys this, but you already know it, so I'm just going to say it. Keep doing what you're doing because you're so good at it, you know, so darn good at it, and I want to hear more.
Cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Pleasure.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate that as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you, thank you.
Very cool. I can't wait till you guys are on again.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, this episode, like I said, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on Apple Podcasts. How about that? So very, very cool. If you are listening to the show on one of those, hello from the past. Do me a favor. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page, and, you know, that's where we like to be. Very, very cool. We will be back tomorrow evening. We've got a fantastic real alternative heavy rock band on from Florida called M99. So that's your thing. Tune in for that. Very, very cool band. Okay, everybody, that's going to do it for us tonight. We will see you next time. Good night, guys.
Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.